Ang unang impresyon ni Margaret Nakirawi Cowan sa Australia ay isang bansang walang patawad at hindi maaaring malimutan. Ito ay hindi masasabing isang paraiso ng lupa na katulad ng kanyang tahanan sa isla sa Pasifiko. Sa halip, ito ay isang lugar na tuyong-tuyong lupain.
It was like just land, you know, very dry though in Queensland, I found, but lots of land. And, you know, as the plane landed, you know, you step out, that woof of hot air, you know, I've never experienced that at home, that heat wave that I know now, it's heat wave, they call it.
Ang hindi matinag na paniniwala ni Binibining Cowan ang nagdala sa kanya upang makapagtayo ng koneksyon sa kanyang lokal na simbahan. Ito ang lugar na tinawag niyang pangalawang tahanan nitong nakalipas na 20 taon.
I believe that I've experienced some miracles in my life coming here alone, you know, and to make it through all the challenges in this big country, Australia. That's why I guess I've kept so close to my faith.
Sinabi niya ang kanyang pagnanasang manatiling buhay sa Australia ang lengguaheng Maori ng Cook Island sa kanyang komunidad at sa kanyang sariling 5 anak bilang isang palagiang mahirap na trabaho.
Kids don't sing, they just dance, you know. They leave the singing to the older people. So again, the language is not being passed on. So we are struggling. We're trying to preserve our language.
Subalit nasa kanyang katabi, sa kanyang paghihirap at tagumpay, ang kanyang asawa na nakatagpo niya 7 taon pagkatapos dumating sa Australia. Pinupuri niya ang kanyang asawa sa pagtuturo sa kanya upang maging mapag-alagang espiritu.
He's Cook Islander too, with Scottish heritage and so forth in him. So perhaps a little charm there, for, you know, to turn this you know, strong-minded person into a soft lady, as you see today.